Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come and talk with you guys. It's always an honor and a privilege to be at the Beltwide Conference, and I'd also like to thank the co-authors who are shown here on the screen, Ross and Joe. And then it was a busy year for us at Lummis with many different development projects. I'm only going to be able to talk about a couple here, but one of the areas we delved in this year was in pre-cleaning and seed cotton. So what we decided to do was look at a new stick machine design. This stick machine is it's different in a number of ways, and it helps us to selectively remove the trash based on the size. We can equalize the load on the extractor saw cylinders. It also lends itself to automation. At some point in time, whenever we've got a good handle on this, we can probably, what we're hoping is, adjust on the fly. We are currently seeking patent coverage on it. We decided to test this at Lubbock Cotton Growers in Lubbock, Texas. First of all, I want to tell you, these guys really hustled to help us work on this, and we really do appreciate their efforts. This is a 12-foot wide machine, and this is a high-capacity gin. We grossly underestimated the difficulties we're going to face doing this testing this year. As you can see, that machine is not on the ground, and we didn't take it out of the lineup when we did the work. So just its physical location made this conversion difficult. It made testing difficult. And after a hard time fought by all, we decided to convert the machine back to the way it was so that we wouldn't hold up their production, which eventually the need for speed caught up with us. So we're going to shelve that until sometime, hopefully next year, and we'd like to look at finding someone to help us in a facility where we can put in a very narrow machine where we can play with this some more. We think it's got some good potential, and I'm sure there's some folks in this very room who can help us with that. Just to kind of give you some idea, these two panels here on the back of the machine is where we focus most of our efforts and where most of the work is involved, and this, of course, is the area we had to convert back. Another area I'd like to talk to you about is our Vortex tube dryer. One of the goals we had in this dryer was to combine a rock trap and green bowl trap with a dryer. This, we believe, can create several efficiencies because you're not going to have the elbows and the ductwork that connect those two functions. And there's also some things that we're working on in the design of these, which we hope will also offer a reduction in pressure drop, which means a reduction in energy. It should also, we're hoping, be easier to set up and balance the air, and we're hoping to be able to talk about a few more features next year. What I'm showing you here now is a conceptual sketch of the Vortex 2 dryer, and the reason I'm using this is, and I hope you can see it, is that it's an easier way to kind of describe what's going on. It's sort of a black box when you look at it, so it's kind of hard to tell from the photos. But the basic idea is that, see if I can get this mouse working again. Here's the inlet. So the cotton comes in a tangential entrance, kind of a cyclonic entrance. And in this cyclonic area, the rocks and the green bowls and the heavies are separated out and fall into the bottom and go out in a double dump or some other type of trap. or airlock. We happened to use a double dump valve. Then the hot air and the cotton makes a sharp turn, goes up through the vortex tube. The vortex tube has a series of vanes in it, spinner vanes. Okay, these vanes continue to encourage the cotton to rotate in the same direction that it was rotating as it entered the dryer. It then shoots up toward the center and to the roof, where there is a splitter cone, a vortex cone. This cone also has a series of vanes on it that continues the rotation pattern as the cotton comes around. And then, as the cotton swings around the outside of the wall, it continues to rotate once again, continuing in the same direction it has been previously. As you can tell, the idea here is that we want this cotton rotating. We want it spinning. And the more it spins as it goes, the more it's going to expose more surfaces to the hot drying air. And it's also going to increase the turbulence. So we decided we would try this thing at Citizens Shallow Water Co-op in Shallow Water, Texas. This was part of an installation where they put in new pre-cleaning this year. But unfortunately, as things quite often go, not everything went exactly to plan. Not all of the contractors who were involved in the project were able to complete the work before the need for speed, the need for ginning began. So it was actually well into the season, almost halfway through the season, before this pre-cleaning section was even brought online. And by that time, what cotton they had been ginning was very dry. So we weren't able to actually do a lot of testing in regards to the effectivity of the drying. But there were a lot of other things that we learned. And at lower capacities, the Vortex 2 dryer did exactly what we had hoped it would do. You see these two column towers, and they also put in a set of bypass valves. Here's the bypass valve, and then there's another one back over here. And of course, they were only there in case, you know, something unforeseen might happen, which actually did happen. But as is often the case, you gotta look for that. Look for that way out, and we tried to put a couple of them in here, but the basic idea is that we did start up ginning, bypassing the tower so that they would have some time to get acclimated to the rest of the new equipment in the gin line, which they did quickly, and a couple of weeks later we brought the towers online. Unfortunately, at higher capacities, the rock trap portion began to choke, and when it did, it would choke up the whole tower. So we decided that we would use those bypass valves, and we did a little work on the fly. But based on what we were able to observe, we could see how we could make some improvements, and we were able to get the machine to do a very good job of flowing at their full capacity. So I think we're getting good results in terms of the drying portion of the system. The rock trap portion of the system is going to need some more work, so we're going to be looking at that some next year. But at the very least, we're very pleased with the dryer. Let's see. Immediately following the Vortex 2 dryer is a new horizontal cylinder cleaner. While we were running the Vortex 2 dryer, one of the, the ginner happened to notice that there was a difference in the trash. This particular setup is a little unique because all of the trash that comes out of this horizontal cylinder cleaner drops through a cyclone and into a dump truck. And that's the only trash that goes in this dump truck. So they know what comes out of it. And so they originally parked that dump truck under that cyclone thinking they'd empty that truck maybe twice a week. But as it turns out, they had to empty it twice a day. They were shocked, and we were pleasantly surprised with them that they were shocked. but the important thing here is that they did notice that the trash coming out was different when it was going through the Vortex 2 dryer, and that is, it contained more sand. And I think that the Jenner thinks that is totally attributable to the single locking action that we're able to achieve that you can visibly see in the dryer. Obviously, we need to do more testing. Obviously, we need to have some wet cotton. But those are good results and certainly encouraging. Also, ribs and ginning and small seed have been a hot topic today. And I'm not going to be able to give this subject a full treatment, but Ross will follow with a little bit more in depth on what we've done with that. A couple of years ago, we introduced the 234 and the 194 gin stand. We've made some changes to it. Ross will show you some pictures so you can see where we've gone with the machine in general. But the point I want to make here is that at the end of the season this year, we had a new 194 gin stand at Blakemore Gin in Campbell, Missouri. And at that gin, we put these, what we call the step ribs in, because what we wanted to do was we are already seeing improvements in small seed loss based on this new 234 rib design. A lot of that came out of work with Richard Kelly and with Joe and some of the things that we've shown you last year. And what we did want to do is let you know that this step rib is encouraging, and we think that that's maybe the direction we're going, but we've got to do some more testing. Just want to give a special thanks to Lubbock Cotton Growers, Citizen Shallow Water, and Blakemore Gin. And this was a sunrise a couple of weeks ago in Lubbock, and I thought it was so beautiful, and I just wanted to include that on my way out. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.